Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show, and I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down, check the place out.
Hi, my name is Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Thank you for your ongoing support. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Max City Morning Show. We are somewhere else. I'm not going to tell you where I am. And as per usual, I'm not going to introduce my guests because they can do a better job at both of those things. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are,
hey,
where
everybody.
We are?
My name is Kennedy. I'm a server here at the Banquet Bar located in Fort McMurray. I've been a server for about a month here, but I worked here previously a year ago as an expo. Okay. So glad to be a part of the team again.
What is Expo? I don't know what that
Expo.
Means.
Expo. So here we have different levels of girls that are trained. Expo, bring up the food. We have a huge team here. We have servers, bartenders, Expo. We have porters. There's a big team of us that help, you know, run the banquet.
Okay.
Yeah.
And today the reason we're filming is there's a party going on tonight brought to you by Splash and Dash. Definitely check them out. They do a detailing service. It's amazing. It's a groundbreaking idea. I'll talk about them a little bit more in the episode. But so there's an event happening here tonight.
Yes.
And so how is that going to go with other people coming in and sponsoring events?
So whenever the companies come in, they come on in. We have a huge party like the Splash and Dash. We have some guests coming in to perform tonight, to have like a little party, throw some good music, some DJ. You know, we usually have a lot of people here on the weekends, but our events can get really big.
Okay.
Yeah, so we love having people come on down, supporting our events, having a good time, especially with this wicked weather that we're having.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you from Fort McMurray or did you move up here?
So I've been in Fort McMurray for about 12 years. I did recently just relocate back from British Columbia.
Okay.
Yeah, I was there taking care of my grandma. So I've come back.
Aww,
and
very sweet.
Yeah, about to start college again and just working here at Banquet. Yeah, to kill the time.
What are you taking in school?
I'm an education assistant, but I'm actually also a paramedic by trade.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so why the switch?
Oh, I loved paramedics. It was really great, you know. I love being able to help people, but my heart is I love children. I really love children and being able to make a difference for the younger generations.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you, where are you in your process of education for this? How quick until you're finished?
So I'm just starting here at the end of August here, August 31st.
Okay.
And the education assistant program here at Keanu, located in Fort McMurray, is about a year.
Okay.
So I'll be finished around June and then be able to work coming the following school year. Yeah.
Have you reached out to any of the school boards yet?
I have not, but I'm also actually Indigenous, so my hopes is to go up to Fort McKay or Anzac and work with one of the schools there, you know, just giving back to my community. And
I
have the experience of being able to connect with children on you know, a cultural level as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where are you from originally?
I was born in Calgary and I was actually adopted.
Okay.
So I was
very
brought
cool story.
Yeah, I have a huge long story.
Yeah.
I was brought with my family down to New Brunswick, where my adoptive family is from.
Okay.
We moved up from New Brunswick, 12 years ago here to Fort McMurray, and I've been here pretty well since.
What part of New Brunswick?
Fredericton, Nakwik, Moncton.
Okay.
We've kind of been all over.
Yeah. I really like Moncton and Fredericton. I've spent a decent amount of time in both of those communities.
Great awesome. Places, I know.
Yeah, it's like, it's a different vibe. It's like you're in the East Coast, but you're not as much as like PEI and Newfoundland.
Yeah, no.
Like it's kind of the mainland vibe and the
East vibe
the same.
But that's the thing with the East Coast, you know, it's, there's such a different type of people, you know. You go back, it's like a huge family. Like you leave your doors unlocked, everybody knows everybody.
That's
like
right.
It's from all over. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, a couple cities away, 2 hours down,
right.
just down the road, everybody is.
Yeah.
It's really, it's incredible.
Yeah. So you moved out here 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm assuming you were in school when you first got
here? Yep. So I'm actually only 22. So okay. I moved here when I was 12.
Okay.
With my family. So I grew up here throughout the like high school
right.
and then now into college. So
me and Tanner, the producer, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have an ongoing thing when people go to high school here because we went to different high schools.
Yep.
What high school did you go to?
Oh, I went to two of them. I went to Holy Trinity at first.
Okay.
And then I actually ended up making the switch over to Westwood.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, I went to Merck and Tanner went to Cobb, so you didn't go to either one of the schools.
Yeah, no, no.
So you're not helping us out at all today. What was the reason for your switch?
I don't know. I love change. I always have. I always found comfort in, you know, like evolving and not, you know, staying in the side of the box, opening up my horizon.
Right.
And I just wanted to try something else. I had tons of friends all over, so it wasn't really a big difference for me to go from one school to the other, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to try something new and ended
Neat.
Up loving Westwood.
Okay. Now, you said trying something new. You went to BC for a little bit here.
Yep.
What were you doing in BC?
So, when my grandma got sick with my paramedic skills, I was just
right.
her full-time caretaker.
Yeah.
But after that, I was like looking for something else on top of taking care of her. And
yeah.
I actually got a gig growing legal cannabis with Health Canada.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was doing that for a bit. And then something just pushed me to think, well, what am I doing? Like, I wanted to pursue my education a little bit.
Right.
Because I love the children.
Right, right.
So I just decided to come on back, come be with my adoptive family as well, and then, continue education and
okay.
keep going on this weird, crazy journey of life.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, how and what is the process of growing legal cannabis? How does that work? Like,
so I was employed with a Health Canada licensed facility.
Okay.
And so basically the job that I was doing was actually growing and, you know, fertilizing and all the stuff that's shown on the shelves, really.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was a really interesting process.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was quite interesting.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, it's essentially just like farming and agriculture, really. It's no
right.
different than working in a greenhouse with tomatoes or
right.
cucumbers. It's
yeah.
just a different type of product, you know,
right.
you're doing.
So it was in a greenhouse. That was my next question. So you just like segued perfectly. So it's inside in a greenhouse.
Yeah,
then.
Inside in a big facility.
Okay.
You have like the artificial lighting going through. You have the tables, you know, you have the fertilizers, the nutrients and everything. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is so interesting.
It was really interesting.
It's something I have no background knowledge about whatsoever. So like in my head I'm just like, do they grow it outside? Do they grow it like
yeah.
in a greenhouse? Like, what is the most effective way? Because
yeah.
now it is a business.
It really is.
Right?
And you know, with Canada legalizing it, they needed to step up from, you know, the gross kind of dingy facilities that was, you know, used before.
That's right.
So they really had to elevate their, you know, their rules, their policies, their cleanliness to build up to Health Canada standards, which is, you know, no different than working in a restaurant following all fire codes and all the other codes that, you know,
right.
is associated with
yeah.
making sure that everything is up to par and meets health and safety standards.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, listen, before we continue this conversation, we're going to throw it to an ad. We have an awesome sponsor, Carrie. She owns a company in town called Patchouli Rose.
Oh, awesome.
She's going to talk to us a little bit about sunscreen and sun protection.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to Patchouli.
All right, and we're back. Thank you, Carrie. We love having you as a sponsor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And hey, it's summer, it's hot. Don't forget to put on that sunscreen. So you register now in Keanu College to go into this program. You want to go work up north.
Yep.
Have you been up north before?
Yeah, so I've actually visited a lot of the like Fort McKay facilities, the powwows. I'm quite involved in a lot of the things that gets thrown on around here in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
I have family members who work up at the Fort McKay school at the moment.
Okay.
You know, I have a lot of experience with all the reserves here as well. I worked
right.
at the ANZAC one as well as a summer student before I started my paramedicine.
Okay.
Yeah, so that was very interesting as well.
I gotta I just asked blunt questions. How did you get so involved in your culture?
You know, with Indigenous people, we've always kind of been forced to not embrace our culture. And so I feel like a lot of the things is breaking that cycle. And the younger generations have really realized that to embrace who we are, not be ashamed, because we're trying to make such a change in the world and in Canada. So, you know, talking with elders in like local communities or just family members, you know, like I have a lot of family members back east who are chief and council. So just a matter of getting involved and actually putting yourself out there and wanting to know more.
That's
I think that was the biggest thing with helping me, you know, come embracing with my culture.
That's really cool. Good for you.
Yeah.
that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
It's a big thing now. Like I grew up here in Fort McMurray. And I know some of my friends who are Indigenous, like, it wasn't one of those things that they really wanted to broadcast all the time.
Yeah.
Especially some who were Métis and could get away with potentially not being identified.
Exactly.
But I've seen a huge cultural swing over the last, like, few years where I have a little boy, Keegan. He's 7 years old, and his best friend is Eli. And Keegan comes from a mixed family, just like I did. So he's like, looks like John Stamos, right? But Eli also comes from a mixed family, so they kind of look the same.
Yeah.
But Eli is Métis. And my little boy wants to be Métis so bad. Like, he does the red water jig with Eli. He has sashes. And, like, that's such a beautiful thing to see, because when I was his age, that would have never have occurred.
Never, never.
Ever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, by, like, getting more involved with your culture and, like you said, like, trying to be more vocal with it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where change starts to happen.
And I think within Canada, you know, we're such a culturally embracive country, you know? We're not just made up of one certain group of people. There's tons of us, you know, from everywhere, globally.
That's right.
Especially in Fort McMurray, you know, there's so many different variety of people, ethnicities, cultures here located.
Yeah.
So I think that's a bonus, you know? Everybody, there's so many variety. Everybody's okay with being themselves. Everybody is accepting in Fort McMurray, and we've seen that through the fires, through the floods. It's a family here, and I think that was a really great thing, too, with how culturally immersive we are here. It's just, it's so much easier to be open rather than secluded.
Right. Awesome. Well, listen, that's the end of the show. Thank you very much for sitting down and chatting with me today.
No, thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. Anytime you want to come back, come check out the studio. We love to have reoccurring guests.
100%.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. What? No, you got a shameless shout out or plug. What is it?
Oh,
anything you want. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh my gosh. Let's blow this popsicle stand.
There you go. All right. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Big shout out to Splash and Dash for throwing this event. If you don't know about Splash and Dash, they're an awesome car and detailing facility. Not a facility. They actually show up to your house when you're sleeping, and then they give it back to you when you wake up. So check them out. I think there's probably going to be a little ad at the end of this. And last but not least, thank you, Carrie from Patchouli Rose, for telling us all about sunscreen today. Go check out her business and support her. I hope everybody's having a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.